بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
حديث number 235 that deals with the chapter of Hajj as we've studied a while ago and we'll still continuing to do so inshallah. Who will read it for us? Yes, brother.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man driving a badana. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, ride on it. He replied, it is a badana. The Prophet again said, ride on it. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, I saw him riding it next to the Prophet, peace be upon him. In another narration, the Prophet said,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
waylak or wayhak.
Or wayhak. In this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saw a man walking while he was driving one of the camels prepared to be sacrificed for hadi. And the Prophet told him alayhi salam, ride it. So the man wanted to clarify the issue to the Prophet ﷺ that this is a badana. This is something which is being sent to the haram to be sacrificed. So I don't own it anymore. Is that correct? When you have a sacrifice, do you own it? Khalas, once you bought it and you designated it to be sacrificed, it should be for Allah Azza wa Jal. So the man said, it is a badana. It is a sacrifice, O Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet said, I know, ride it. And the man repeated that again. Maybe the Prophet did not hear me. Maybe the Prophet did not understand me. And the Prophet told him, ride it. In another narration, the Prophet said, waylaka or wayhaka. And these are all words that are considered to be a figure of speech, but they're not intended. In Arabic, there are a number of words that are said when someone is angry or when someone is complaining about an issue. He says this, but he doesn't mean it, because wail, meaning that destruction and doom may fall upon you. And if definitely Prophet ﷺ is not intending that this man to be doomed in hell. So these are words that are used as a figure of speech, and they're not considered to be a form of supplication. This is something that the Arabs use as a figure of speech in form of reprimanding or in form of complaining or objecting. So likewise, here the Prophet said, waylak or wayhak. I know, ride it. So this is a strong form of saying this, as the scholars say. Now, we've answered this question before, and that is it permissible to ride it? The answer, if it is not harmful for it, it is permissible. And if you need milk, you can also milk it, because this does not go against it being a sacrifice, meaning that it is not to be used. No, it's on the way. You may do this as long as it is not harmful for it. Moving on to Hadith 236.
Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reported, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam put me in charge of a sacrificial animals, that I should give their flesh, skins, and saddle clothes as sadaqah, but not to give anything to the butcher, saying, we would pay him ourselves.
In this hadith, we learn that when you sacrifice something, when you offer something as hadi, that this has to be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and not to be used as trade. So when you go to Hajj and you sacrifice your sheep, you're allowed to eat parts of it, right? And the rest you may give for sadaqah. A lot of the Muslims, they just sacrifice and leave it. So if some of the pilgrims said, instead of leaving it, why not sell it? So I sacrifice my hadi and I sell it for 100 or 200 riyals. Is this permissible? The answer is no. Whatever is for the sake of Allah has to be for the sake of Allah. And that is why Ali radiallahu anhu tells us that the Prophet told me not to give the butcher anything of it, meaning not even the skin, not even the head or the legs or the things that usually people do not utilize. It is not permissible to give the butcher anything as form as price or as form as his wages for slaughtering this sacrifice. But if he's poor and I've agreed with him, for example, that I'll give you this much money for slaughtering my sacrifice, and he agreed. And after he finished, I've noticed that he's poor, he's needy. So I gave him some of it as sadaqah. Is this permissible? This is permissible. What is not permissible is that before we started the transaction, he said, okay, I'll slaughter it, but I need the head, the liver, and the legs, for example. This is not permissible to give him in form of the payment he usually charges for that deed. And the Prophet instructed Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to give everything as sadaqah, the meat, the skin, and also whatever is on top of that animal, such as saddle, such as clothes, such as thing that signifies that it is for hadi, it has to be given in the form of sadaqah. And from this hadith, we also learn that it is permissible for you to give the authority for someone to slaughter on your behalf. Some may think that, no, I have to slaughter with my own hands. And this is recommended. It is recommended for a person to slaughter himself. If he's unable, it is recommended that he witnesses the slaughtering. If he is unable or he's busy or something else, it is permissible for him to give the power of attorney to authorize someone to slaughter in his behalf, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had Ali slaughter on his behalf. Hadith 237. Yes, brother.
Narrated Zaid bin Jubair, I saw Ibn Umar passing a man who had made his badana sit to slaughter it. Ibn Umar said, slaughtering it while it is standing with one leg tied up, as it is the tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
In this hadith, Ziyad ibn Jubair said that I've seen Ibn Umar, the companion of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, coming to a man who had his camel, which was ready to be sacrificed, sitting on his four legs. He was just about to sacrifice it. Ibn Umar told him, no, this is not the sunnah. For camels, the sunnah is that you make them stand and you tie one of its hands or front legs to itself like this. So it would be standing on how many legs? On three. And slaughtering it is not by doing that to the sheep, which is slaughtering the sheep. Slaughtering a camel would be stabbing it in the upper area of its neck. And this immediately kills it with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who know how to slaughter, they know the exact location. Once you do that, it falls on the side, which is the arm is tied up. And that is what is mentioned in the Quran, that when the animals fall from the standing position, then this is when you start to distribute the meat, and this would be considered as its sacrifice. So this is the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, yet it is a sunnah, not mandatory. If someone is afraid, and if he says, I have bad experience, I tried to do this with a camel, I stabbed it and it tortured it, and I could not kill it because I did not know, it's so big, so huge, I was afraid. In this case, we tell him, let it sit on his four legs and then you may do that what needs to be done. We have a short break. Stay tuned and inshallah, we'll be right back.